So this is an Iyun Shir Daf Yomi, Iyun Shir for Daf Samach Omid Beis in Masechta Brachos. And we're talking about the mitzvah of tefillin, specifically the bracha on the mitzvah of tefillin. And we're looking at Tosfos, Dibra Maskil, Asher Kidshon Mitzvosa V'tzivonu Laniach Tefillin. The Tosfos says the following. Kevon Das Cholas Detchilas Hanachoso Bizro. So he begins by placing his tefillin on his arm. Yesh Levarch Lehaniach. Aval Bishal Rosh Mevarech Al Mitzvahs. Meaning instead of Lehaniach tefillin, the brach on the Shal Rosh is Al Mitzvahs tefillin. The Lolaniach. Shekvar Hischil Vihiniach Echad Mehem. He's put on already one of the two tefillins. That's the Shalyad, and he recited the Bracha L'Aniach. So to recite a second Bracha L'Aniach on the tefillin Shal Rosh, that doesn't make sense, because that Bracha of L'Aniach he has already fulfilled. He fulfilled his obligation of L'Aniach when he made the Bracha on the Shalyad. In other words, Tosfos seems to be assuming that the bracha of Laniach covers him for both the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. Moshe l'mad David Dome would be similar to, let's say, shechita. If I were to shech two animals, correct? So I'd make a bracha on one shechita, and that would cover the second shechita as well. So the Laniach covers both the shel rosh and the shel yad and the shel rosh that came right immediately afterwards. Now, if you make a bracha on one shechita and that bracha covers the second shechita, it means that you were not mafsik between the two. Because once you take a break and you interrupt the continuity from one shechita to the other shechita, then the bracha that you made on the first shechita cannot be chal on the second shechita. And the exception to that rule is birchas hanenim. Like, for example, you make a motzi lechem min haaretz at the beginning of your suda, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Suda. You're not going to have to make another bracha just because you talked about today's elections or something. You know what I mean? But in the case of Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha that you recite before the mitzvah has to be connected to the mitzvah itself. So if you made a bracha on the first mitzvah, and then you were mafsik after you finished the first mitzvah, you need another bracha on the second mitzvah. But in the case of tefillin, presumably he's not mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Therefore, the bracha of laniach will cover him even as far as the shel rosh. But he needs another bracha on the shel. I'm sorry. What I meant to say was the bracha on the shel yad will cover him. The bracha of laniach on the shel yad will cover him even as far as the mitzvah of hanochas tefillin shel rosh, because he wasn't mafsik. But now he has another mitzvah called shel rosh. So in addition to the mitzvah of hanochah, we have some sort of additional mitzvah which requires a new bracha, and that's going to be al mitzvah tefillin. And now Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Menachos, and the Gemara says in Menachos lo sach mevarech achas, sach mevarech shtayim. Now the simple pshat in this Gemara, straightforward, is Rashi's pshat that all you need is one bracha in the case of Lo Sach on both Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, because the Gemara says Lo Sach Mevarech Achas. Nowhere does the Gemara say that you had a second bracha unless he was Sach. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara Menachos. Al Shtei Tefillin Kamar De Mevarech Bracha Achas, on both Tefillin all he needs is one bracha. That's not the Shita Tosfos, because Tosfos says that in any event you need a second bracha, which is called Al Mitzvah Tefillin, on the second tefillin, on the tefillin Shel Rosh. But Rashi says that if there was no sicha, if he wasn't mafsik between the tefillin Shel Yad and tefillin Shel Rosh, all he needs is one bracha. So Tosfos says v'dochak. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Why? Lomar, to say that lo etzrichu Shtei brachos d'laniach v'al mitzvah ela kishesach v'yomer haveira. He's saying that you have this other bracha, a whole new bracha, which is called al mitzvahs. It's not the identical bracha of laniach, and you're going to have to require that bracha. Why? Because you violated an avera, and you were mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. So what are we going to do? We're going to say the following: that if you were mafsik, which is an avera, you shouldn't have been mafsik, then we're going to require a second bracha. That doesn't make any sense. You know, we're, in a sense, we're like rewarding him for this avera of being mafsik, and we're saying, you know what, as a result of your efsay, we're going to give you another bracha. Again, if it was the original bracha, fine. But now it's a different bracha. And that bracha is unique and specific to the shell rosh. Lachain pirish rabbeinu tam, the al shel rosh. Now that Rabbeinu Tam is going to say you always need a second bracha on shel rosh under all circumstances. The question is whether you need two brachas on the shel rosh. But the shel rosh has its own unique bracha. And then the laniach is a bracha for both the shel rosh and the shel yad, but that depends upon whether you are mafsik or not. So, for example, Rabbeinu Tam would hold that sach, if he was mafsik b'dibur b'sicha between the shel yad and the shel rosh, he's going to now make two brachas on the shel rosh. You'll make the general bracha on the shel rosh, which is reflective of the unique mitzvah of tefillin shel rosh. It always requires its own bracha, and that's al mitzvah tefillin. And then you'll have a second bracha, which is lehaniach, because shel rosh, no less than shel yad, requires the bracha of laniach. And you are mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, so the bracha of laniach cannot be chal, it cannot be related to the shel rosh, so you're going to have to recite two brachas on the shel rosh. Now Rabbeinu Tam says, why does Shel Rosh have its own unique bracha? Why can't Laniach Tefillin be sufficient for both Shel Yad and Shel Rosh? So the Rabbeinu Tam says that Shel Rosh is a Gmar Mitzvah, the Ikar. Now I'm not sure what he means by Ikar. It sounds like he's saying that within the constellation of Mitzvahs Tefillin, the Shel Rosh is the primary mitzvah, the Shel Yad is only like a secondary mitzvah. That's a little bit difficult to understand. I would have said that the Shel Rosh maybe has an additional kiyum. I wouldn't have necessarily said that makes it the Ikar tefillin. But okay, he wants to embellish this idea that the Shel Rosh has an additional kiyum, a unique dimension to it, which he calls Gemar Mitzvah. I don't know why Gemar Mitzvah makes you unique. Right, like we have a principle, Ein Mitzvah Nikreis El Hashem Gomra, like completing the mitzvah gives you an upgrade. But then he says, the Yesh La Dalet Batim Vishin. Right, so you have four batim in the Shel Rosh, in the Shel Yad you only have one bias, and on the outside of the Shel Rosh you have a Shin, which somehow upgrades the Kedusha of Tefillin Shel Rosh. And as a result of A, B, and C, Gmar Mitzvah, Dalet Batim, Shin, and Ikar Mitzvah, if you add that all together, then the Shel Rosh requires its own bracha. And that's always going to be the case. So it doesn't make sense, says Rabbeinu Tam, that because you are mafsik, we're going to all of a sudden add another bracha, brand new bracha on Shel Rosh. But rather, says Rabbeinu Tam, if you were mafsik, then the bracha of laniach, which you recited on both the shel yad and subsequently the shel rosh, now you have to repeat the laniach, because you were mafsik between the laniach and the anochas tefillin shel yad and the anochas tefillin shel rosh. So you need the laniach. But the general bracha for shel rosh is al mitzvah tefillin. And that's a unique bracha for the unique kiyum of tefillin shel rosh. That's its own bracha. That has nothing to do with the bracha on tefillin in general, which is called laniach. In the case where he wasn't mafsik, he'll recite one bracha laniach, and that'll be chal also vis-a-vis the shalim rosh. Yeah, I'm shal rosh, and then he'll recite a special unique bracha on the shal rosh because of its unique status. He'll have two brachos on the shal rosh. You'll only make one bracha before because the bracha of laniach is chal on both. Ah, but medvar amurim im losach. But if he was sach, and now the bracha of the tefillin of laniach cannot be chal vis-a-vis the Shalrosh. You haven't covered the Shalrosh as far as the bracha of Laniach is concerned. Now we're going to have to add another bracha for the Shalrosh, and that's Laniach, because you were mafs. But the bracha of Al-Mitzvah's Tefillin, which is the unique bracha for Shalrosh, because the unique dimension of and kiyum of Shalrosh, that's always a requirement under all circumstances. So I don't know how we paskin, but I think Sfaradim accept the sheet of Rashi that one bracha is good enough for both Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Only in the case of Sach will they require another bracha on the Shel Rosh, and that bracha will be Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And that's the minig of Chabad. That's the minig that I inherited from my family, and my father's minig from, you know, seven generations of Chabad on my father's side. And I never made a bracha in my life of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. It never came out of my mouth. Sometimes, though, I'm a little bit in doubt because I see that my Tefillin Shel Rosh moved a little bit. But I think even if it moved, it's still basically Bein Einecha. But if, let's say, my Tefillin Shel Rosh would completely fall off my head, then I would have to make Al Mitzvah Tefillin.
Your location of the Tefillin Shel Rosh is varies. It can be here, there. It's fine.
Right. Yeah. So I never actually made this bracha in my life. I wonder what it feels like to make this bracha.
Well, of course, you say, I say, like everyone else says,
That's because you want to cover Rashi sheet as well. You're a little nervous.
Probably so.
You're probably a little anxious about saying that second bracha. See, the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa. Now, this Tosfos in Brachos here on Daf Samach Amud Beis has its parallel in Menachos. So I'll read to you the Tosfos in Menachos. It's pretty much word for word. He says the following: Pirush HaKuntres, Lo Soch Mevarch Achas, Bein Al Shel Yad, Bein Al Shel Rosh, Soch Mevarch Shtayim, Lo Niach B'Shel Yad, the Al Mitzvah's Tefillin B'Shel Rosh. Rabbi Natan Pirush, Lo Soch Mevarech Achas. And what it means, Achas means L'shel Rosh, Mevarech Al Mitzvah Tefillin, Shezuhi Berchoso, but Soch Mevarech Shtayim L'shel Rosh, L'aniach V'Al Mitzvah, V'chein Kosa B'shimusha Rama, the Tefillin. So we see that Rashi and Tosfos are arguing with regard to Berchas HaTefillin, that according to Rashi, L'chatchilo K'shelo Soch, if everything is smooth, that he makes one bracha for both Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. If he was Sach, then he needs a separate bracha on Tefillin, meaning on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and that's going to be the bracha of Al Mitzvahs Tefillin. In contrast, Rabbeinu Tam holds that in Lo Sach he makes two brachos, one bracha on the Tefillin Shel Yad and a separate bracha on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. If he was Sach, then he needs another bracha on the Shel Rosh, the Lo Niach, besides the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin, which he always has to recite on Tefillin Shel Rosh. So basically, Tosfos in Menachos is a repeat of what we saw in Tosfos in Brachos as far as the Machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But I would say that our Tosfos embellishes Rabbeinu Tam when he says that the reason why Tefillin Shel Rosh requires its own bracha is because it's the Ikar. It's because it has Dalid Parshios, it has a Shin, and it's the Gemar Mitzvah. So that puts the Shel Rosh in its own category. Now the Rav has a Kasha on Shitas Rashi, not the Kasha of Tosfos. How could it be that as a result of an Avera, he gains a new mitzvah that he didn't have before, a new bracha that he didn't have before? He says that in a case where he was losach, right, the normal case, then the bracha of laniach is chal on both the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. So now we have a problem according to Rashi, which is really implicit in Rabbeinu Tam's objection against Rashi, that why, in the case of Sach, why doesn't he repeat the bracha of laniach? Meaning, if Rashi's sheet is that the bracha of laniach covers both the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, then in the case of Sicha, his bracha should be Laniach. Bishleim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the bracha changes for the Shel Rosh, and that's even in the case of Losach, because the unique status of a Kiyum Shel Rosh, a unique Kiyum of Shel Rosh. But according to Rashi, there is no special bracha for Shel Rosh. It's always going to be Laniach. Therefore, Sicha or no Sicha is going to determine whether the Laniach is Chal on the Shel Rosh, it's not Chal on the Shel Rosh. So why in the case of Sicha does Rashi offer, the Gemara offers going to Rashi a whole new Nusach HaBracha? It should be the Bracha of Laniach. And secondly, which is more or less the flip side of that question, is if Rashi holds that the Bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin in the case of Shel Rosh is because the Hanukkah of Shel Rosh is some sort of Gemar Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore the Nusach HaBracha switches from Lamed Leonia to Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, which is a bracha on the Gemar Mitzvah. Now, whenever you talk about Gemar Mitzvah, you talk about a Maisa Mitzvah. So apparently the Maisa Mitzvah of Hanochas Tefillin Shel Rosh is a different Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore as a Gemar Mitzvah it gets the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. If that be the case, then why don't you make the bracha Al Mitzvah's Tefillin even in the case of Losach? I mean, it's more or less, let's summarize the two kashas. It's pretty much Daim Shein Achas. On the one hand, we don't understand Rashi as to why he switches the Nusach HaBracha on Shel Rosh in the case of Sach, because Rashi clearly indicates that the bracha for both Tefillin Shel Yad and Shel Rosh is Laniach. And if all things were equal and he wasn't Sach, that's all he would do is recite one bracha on both. No, if that be the case, then why does Rashi, in the case of Sach, introduce a whole new Nusach HaBracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin? The Laniach is all I need, because again, if there was no Sicha, the Laniach would cover the Shel Rosh. Now that the bracha of Laniach is not connected to the, you know, the head is disconnected from the body, so to speak. In other words, the bracha of Shel Rosh, of Laniach is disconnected from the Shel Rosh because he was Sach. So you should make the bracha Laniach. Ella, what? You're going to say that Shel Rosh is a Gemar Mitzvah, and therefore, as a Gemar Mitzvah, it gets the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. Well, if that be the case, then even if Losach, he should be making the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. So to answer Rashi, we'd say the following: that we don't recite two brachos on one Maisa Mitzvah. No, in other words, it's true that Shel Rosh in and of itself as a Gemar Mitzvah would require a different Nusach HaBracha. However, we have a rule, a hardcore rule, that there are no two different brachos on one Maisa Mitzvah. And what we're going to say according to Rashi is that in the case of Losach, then we view both Hanochas Tefillin Shel Yad and Shel Rosh as one Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore he's going to choose one bracha for the entire mitzvah. And that of course is going to be Laniach. So again, if you ask why don't you add a bracha for the Shel Rosh in a case of Losach, and the answer is because of this hardcore rule: one Maisa Mitzvah, one Bracha. So Losach, we're not going to have a second Bracha because you already have one Bracha. What that indicates is that if you had a new Maisa Mitzvah, then you would require a Bracha. And that's going to be the case of Sach. Once you're Sach, that disconnects the... No, it's normally without Sicha, the Maisa Mitzvah begins and flows. It keeps going, it continues, and it includes in it the Maisa of Hanochas Tefillin Shel Rosh as well. But once there's a Hefseg, I no longer have two different Maisa Mitzvah. I'm sorry, I no longer have one continuous Maisa Mitzvah. I now have two Maisa and Mitzvah. So below Soch Eino Chosu Vrach al Mitzvah Tfilin Shal Rosh, the Eimu Vrach al Pamayim al Maisa and Mitzvah Achas. Ukeshe Soch Vehifsik Basiyas ha Mitzvah is Mevarach al Mitzvah Tfilin Shal Rosh. Why? Because they have the Maisa Mitzvah Mifnei Atzma. Interesting. Once you have a Hefsek, it breaks up the continuity of that Maisa Mitzvah. Now you have a new Maisa Mitzvah unto itself. New, so now you can ask me the kasha, so let him make a bracha of Laniach on the Shal Rosh. Right? Because the bracha of Maisa Mitzvah's Tfilin was Laniach. Yes, the answer is the Nirikim Mevarach Pamayim al Kolosa Mitzvah. Again, even though it's even though in the case of Sach, it really is a new Maisa Mitzvah, but that's not what it looks like. That's not what it appears to be. It appears that the Hanochas Tefillin Shel Rosh is the same identical Maisa Mitzvah as the Tefillin Shel Yad. If that be the case, it looks like he's being Mevarech a Bracha twice on the same Mitzvah. So therefore they established that on Mitzvah's Tefillin of Shal Rosh, there should be a brand new bracha. And that bracha will reflect the fact that it's the Gemar Mitzvah, and therefore be Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. So again, the basic underlying principle of Rashi is that we don't have two brachas on one Maisa Mitzvah. The reason why in the case of Sach, we require a second bracha, is because it's no longer the same Maisa Mitzvah. But again, we have to make a heker, we have to make it clear to the spectator that this Maisa Mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh is a separate Maisa Mitzvah. How do we make that heker? By requiring a whole new Nusach HaBrach. And that Nusach HaBrach reflects the Gemar Mitzvah, as if to say that the Shel Rosh has its own status, its own significance. Now the Machaber paskins like Rashi, there are more rights that we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Bir Agra says that he has a kasha from a Tosefta on Rabbeinu Tam. Now let's just mention a few things about this Tosefta. This Tosefta is addressing the question of Trumas of Maisers, which means that let's say he was Mafrish Maiser Rishon. Well, there's going to be another Afrosh of Maiser, which is called Trumas Maiser. Then there's going to be a Afrosh of Maiser Ani, and in certain years Maiser Sheni. So he's hit with a barrage of mitzvahs at the same time. And it says the following. This is the Tosefta with regard to Trumas and Maisers. It says, Hoya mahalich lahafrish Truma u'maisers mevarech achas. Mevarech bracha achas. So there's one bracha that could cover him for all these different mitzvahs. And that's how the Rambam codifies it in Perek Aleph Milchus Maisros. Im hifrish maser rishon u'trumas maser u'maser oni u'maser sheni bevasachas lo soch beintayim is Mevarech Bracha Achas. The Imhifsik Beinayim Mevarech Al Kol Achas V'Achas Bracha Re'uyalo. Re'uyalo means, I guess we mentioned, well, it's Asher Ketshon Mitzvot, we meant Maiser Oni or Maiser Sheni, Maiser Rishon, whatever it might be. And this Tosefta is brought down La'alocha in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. The Ramah says nothing. What's going on over here? Hare Yochol Levarech Bracha Achas Hafil Kama Mitzvahs Shechalum Kol Echad Bifnei Atzma Velo Shem Echadu. This is really strange. He's making one bracha for many different mitzvahs. Each mitzvah is unique. I mean, one mitzvah is to be mafrish for the Levi, one for the Odi, one is to be mafrish for Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, they're shemos nifradim, they're separate shemos, separate mitzvahs. And we're going to say that if he was not mafsik between one mitzvah and the other, then he covers them all with one bracha.
Unlike the tefillin.
Right, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh is one mitzvah, so I understand that one bracha might be sufficient, and that's going to be the sheet of Rashi. But in the case of Maaseris, it's really interesting because each mitzvah is a mitzvah unto itself, and yet if there was no sicha beitayim, you can cover them all with one bracha. How do we understand that? And this is especially problematic according to Rabbein Tam, because Rabbein Tam says we need a separate bracha on the Shal Rosh, and here we see that you can be yotzei many, many different mitzvahs with one bracha. He says, "V'od hech tasek adaiton." How could you entertain the possibility of varach shtei brachos al shel rosh kishesof bein tayim? Achad the shel yad kvar munach. Hech yomar beis pom mitzivar al mitzvah achad. So this is the Vilna Gaon. He's asking a separate kasha here. I think he's saying that what's going on here, that was saying in the case of Shal Rosh he should make two brachos if he was sach between the Shal Rosh and Shal Yad, that's a Beit Tam. He says he already was yotzei the bracha of Landiach, and not only that, he's still wearing the tefillin Shal Yad. I understand the Gaon's question. He's saying that the Brach of Laniach is still chal, you know, it's still active because he's wearing his tefillin shel yad. So, in other words, you can justify a separate bracha on the tefillin shel rosh because of its unique bracha according to Rabbeinu Tam, but why are you repeating the Laniach if Laniach is still chal as a result of the tefillin shel yad that he's still wearing? Now, normally you could say that, let's say in Shechita, so you did one Shechita, and now you start a whole brand new Shechita. So the bracha is not related to the second Shechita, less low sach bein time. If there was sicha, then the bracha is related to the second Shechita. But in the case of tefillin, there's an ongoing mitzvah of tefillin, and the bracha that he recited on Laniach is still very much alive. Now he just has to add the tefillin shel rosh, but he doesn't have to make a separate bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. Then he make the bracha on the shel, you know, of al mitzvah tefillin. But why laniach? Why repeat laniach? Then he says, "Umay shnomi kama talviso shel tzitzis im lov shabavas achas uvorach dak bracha achas." And as long as he doesn't take off his tzitzis. So he's wearing two pairs of tzitzis. Right, that's called lav shabavas achas. So the original bracha is chal on the second pair of tzitzis that he puts on because he's still wearing the first pair of tzitzis. And the Gaon says, if I understand correctly, that even if he'd be mafsik between the first talis and the second talis, he doesn't have to repeat the bracha on the talis because he's still wearing the first talis. That sort of activates the bracha. He's mevarek gak bracha achas k'shelo hifsik beinayim. Bekan, and here according to Rabbeinu Tam, yivarek shtei brachos levad laniach shebirek kvar al shel yad. Again, the language here is a little bit ambiguous, but I think what he's saying is why should he be mevarech two brachos? Even in the case that he was mafsik, since he's still wearing his tefillin shel yad. So that bracha laniach is still very much alive and well. Oh, v'nira l'taretz the Rabbeinu Tam sover shekiyumei mitzvahs tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh chalukos ahadodi. Right? Like, for example, we count two different mitzvahs in Tayyad, one Shal Yad and one Shal Rosh. Now, I'm not sure. He says, Kiyume mitzvahs tefillin chalukos adodi. I'm not sure if he's referring to the Maisa mitzvah, the two separate Maisa mitzvah. Because before he was assuming, at least in Rashi, that it's one Maisa mitzvah on both. And therefore, one bracha covers both. Now I'm not sure, Rabbi Natan, but he's saying there are two kiyume mitzvah. The ikar kiyum mitzvah tefil shal yad u'maisa hanocha u'kshira u'ksiv u'ksharetem li'os al yodecha. The ilu kiyum mitzvah tefil shal rosh hu shagavra yehe mu'utar bitfilin. U'kirisim bekrova yutotofos b'nei necha danushim mitzvason sheyu hatfilin Munachas al Rosha. I'm not sure. It could be that although in Tefillin Shel Yad there's a mitzvah of Kshira, but I would think that the ongoing mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad, meaning I can take off my Tefillin Shel Yad immediately after I put it on, but if I keep it on, I get a continuous mitzvah. So the mitzvah begins with Kshira and Hanocha, but it continues as long as he's wearing the tefillin shel yad. Now in tefillin shel rosh, I would assume there's also a mitzvah of hanocha, and we're trying to get the bracha of leniach to be chal on the tefillin shel rosh, and Rabbi Tam is not denying that, but he's saying there's an additional mitzvah in shel rosh, which he's claiming is unique to the shel rosh, of the state of being after he has the tefillin on his head. And that's what he calls Gavra Ma'utar B'Tfilin. Not sure why you can't say the same thing about Shel Yad, that he's Gavra Ma'utar B'Tfilin. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, he's learning Hanochas Tfilin Shel Yad the way you would learn, let's say, Netilas Lula or Achilas Matzah or Yeshiva B'Suk. There's no din that Gavra changes his status as a result of the mitzvah. He does the Maisa mitzvah, and that's it. But the status of the person, the gavra, has not changed. But in tefillin shel rosh, he has a unique mitzvah because he converts him, he transforms himself into a gavra ma'utar b'tefillin. I think the word gavra in this context means the essence of the person. You know, his status, his personality. He's ma'utar b'tefillin. U'kiksiv b'krova yu l'totofos b'nei necha. It sounds like he's saying that the kshira is only a hechatimtza. It's only a machshir mitzvah, a hechshir mitzvah to get to the mitzvah itself, which is tefillin munachas al rosha. Now I would have said the same thing in tefillin shel yad, that the mais of hanocha is there in order to set up a gavra who has tefillin shel yad on him. But he said no. The Torah only says uksharten. That's all it says about tefillin shel yad. But again, I don't think he's saying that in the case of tefillin shel rosh, you know, when he puts it on, that act is only a hechshir mitzvah. Because again, everybody agrees, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't deny, that the bracha of laniach is chal not just on the shel yad, but it's also chal on the shel rosh. So I think the text here is a little bit imprecise. I would say that in tefillin yesh gam kiyum nosaf, which is gavra ma'utar b'tefillin, an additional kiyum. Now there's a machlokas rishonim about whether tefillin shel yad requires kshira on a daily basis. And that's codified in Tosfos and Menachos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. He quotes Rabbeinu Elio, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. In Yesh Mitzvahs Kshira B'chol Yom, Kosva Tosis, Mistavra Kedivrei Rabbeinu Tam, Mitfilin Shel Rosh, Ukedivrei Rabbeinu Elio, Mitfilin Shel Yad. In other words, if there's a requirement of kshira, then it's going to apply to tefillin shel yad. So according to this opinion, which if I understand correctly is Rabbeinu Tam, then you need kshira on a daily basis. You need kshira. Now, I don't know. Could kshira apply to tefillin shel rosh? I don't know if there's such a hechatim. So let's see. Venira, the ratzalom that became in the kiyum mitzvah tefillin shel yad v'maisa nochu kshira al yado ksharteim. Right? Yeshlomim the never men gam din shitzarch lasos for likshar guf hakesher. In the tefillin shel yad, on a daily basis, every day you need a new kshira on tefillin shel yad. Mashenkim tefillin shel rosh, he's assuming that you could have a kshira on the tefillin shel rosh, but ikar kiyum mitzvos hu b'havayosan al rosh, alo nemar lehem din maisa hanochu kshira. Wow, that's wild. It's the way he's presenting this piece of Torah is that in tefillin shel rosh there's no requirement of a maisa noch. I don't know, you know, if you're talking about kshira, I can think about that. But if you're talking about hanocha, I would assume again we need the bracha laniach on the tefillin shel rosh as well. I don't know, he's going very far here. We made lo chal bom din lasos velikshar es gufa kesher mechudash bechol yom. In other words, to require a new kshira on a daily basis, which might mean that he'd have to take apart the kesher shel rosh. I don't know exactly what he means, but we don't have such a din because the din of maisa anocha or kshira doesn't apply to the tefillin shel rosh at all. So in tefillin shel yad, where there's a din of hanocha and kshira, so we could say that on a daily basis he has to do this kshira. But in the case of tefillin shel rosh, where there is no din of hanocha, then there's no din of kshira at all. Now he has another proof that shel rosh is different than shel yad from a statement in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, Poshe Yisrael Begufon, which means Mishalo Hiniach Tefillin Shel Rosh Miyomov Nikra Karkafta Tlomanche Beit Tefillin. That Loshen Karkafta means like the head of a person, Tlomanach Tefillin. And the Gemara is specifically referring to Tefillin Shel Rosh. Lomatzinu Shemishalo Hiniach Tefillin Shel Yad Bechayov Nikra Karkafta Tlomanach Tefillin or Gavre Tlomanach Tefillin. Abir b'zev yishum dekiyum mitzvahs tefillin shel rosh haynu shehagavra yehi mutar v'lovush b'tefillin v'yimlo iniach tefillin shel rosh miyamov chal chisorim b'gavra u'begufa. He's a karkafta d'lo manach b'tefillin, because again the tefillin shel rosh is meant to transform the person. Let's say he never had a chance, an opportunity to put on tefillin shel yad. He says, "Nechshav kimi shebitol mitzvah sanochas tefillin al yadav lo chalav chalos shem poshi so begufo." Right. So if he never in his whole life put on tefillin shel yad, he would not be considered a poshi so begufo. He would have the same status as someone who's careless in mitzvos. But you wouldn't call him Poshi Yisrael Begufo. V'chein mashma mea gemar li'el davov amin alif v'ro kol amei ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha elu tefillin shel rosh. You familiar with that? The Torah says that the amei ha'oretz will see that the name of God is on, upon you, and v'yaru mimecha, they'll be afraid of you. That's a future, you know, divine promise for the future. And the Gemara identifies that as Tfilin Shel Berosh. So the Ami Arts will see a Tfilin Shel Yad, they're not impressed. But when they see the Tfilin Shel Berosh, they're inspired and they're awestruck. But again, you see that Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that separate kiyum, applies to Tfilin Shel Berosh. Okay, having said that, now we want to answer a video time. Give you another minute or two. You have it?
Yeah.
Well, if he's ever Yushav Shaper Shitas or Baby Tam, Shemavark Shtei Brachos Nifrados, Birchas Laniach Al Tulin Shal Yad, the Mitzvos of the Maisa Nochu, Kshir Al Yayad, Ubishal Rosh Mavark Al Mitzvah Tfilin Shekiyumo, Be Havayosan Al Rosho. And again, the Rav is assuming that the Mitzvah of Hanocha does not apply to Tfilin Shal Rosh. Again, it's going to be complicated in the case where he was sacked, because why do we need another brach of laniach on the tefillin shel rosh? Hopefully, the Rav will answer that question. The Yeshlom Desvile Rabbi Tam the other Isa b'Tosefta Shemivar brach achas al afreshes trumas of meisers afal pishen chalukos mitzvos chalukos hani mishum dahavyan chad meisa mitzvah shel afrosha u'meisa mitzvah shove bekulo. Umikemon Shloniskalku mitzad maisa mitzvah shapir mevorech brocha achas lahafrish truma umaser al kulam kiachas. It's one maisa mitzvah, one brocha kibichal for all these mitzvahs. Baram Yikemon shem maisa mitzvah shel tefillin shel yad shel rosh heim shnei maisa nifradim da maisa mitzvah shel yad hu al yidei anocha. The Nira the Lefira Bein Tama Tam Shem Mevorach Shtei Brachas Al Shel Rosh Kishes Sof Bein Taim Af Bishem Mevorachem Pamayim Al Mitzvah Achas Umishum Mishum Yesh Shnei Kiyum in the Frod of Mitzvahs Tfilin Shel Rosh. Ah, now he says my son Nocha Vavi Yosin Al Rosh. And he backtracks a little bit. He's saying that no, in Tfilin Shel Rosh there is a my son Nocha who can get Shnei Kiyum Eilu Niskin Shtei Brachos Lo Niyat Tfilin Vial Mitzvahs Tfilin Vehechad Lo Soch Chala Bracha Shalaniach al Shalyad, Debomakayim Kiyum Hanocha Gredo, Uberchas al Mitzvahs. I guess al Mitzvahs Tfilin al Sharoshika Kiyum Yosemuta Mitfilin. Mishundalo Hifsik, Berchas Laniach, Shabirach al Shalyad. Nami chala al tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel rosh is gam mitzvahs ma'is anocha, mo b'shel yad. Baram kshesof, v'hifzik bein tayim, mevarech laniach v'al mitzvahs tefillin al shel rosh. V'berchas laniach chala al kiyum ha'anocha, sheba'anochas ha'tefillin shel rosh. Nachamol? The birchas laniach chala al kiyum. All right, fine. Because shel rosh also has a kiyum anocha, so you need the birchas laniach. Ubirchas al mitzvahs tefillin chala al kiyum levishas hashel rosh. I guess he means being meutar with the shel rosh. The sviler of any time the shel yad ikar ga kiyum anocha bilvad. Ilu b'shel rosh yishnei kiyum im kiyum anocha v'kiyum levisha. Dainu shagaber meutar v'tefillin lachen kishasach. Mivark shtei brachos al shel rosh the mekayim shnei kiyumim b'shel rosh. The only thing I have a problem with is before he said that he had a machlokas shem Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Leo about whether you need kshira in tefillin on a daily basis, and he's saying that only applies to tefillin shel yad and not to tefillin shel rosh, because the whole concept of kshira is completely foreign to tefillin shel rosh. So why would you need a daily kshira? But now, I don't understand, now the way he's interpreting Rabbeinu Tam, is we're talking about two kiyum in Tilchah Rosh, the kiyum of Kshira plus the kiyum of Levisha. So I don't know. At that point, I don't see. Okay, then? So we'll stop here.